CKUT. On the air, live for CKUT. Oh, what? CKUT. CKUT.
All the loved ones out there, all the families out there, we are one people, one voice, one energy. We are love, big vibration.
A fantastic, joyful, happy morning to you beautiful souls. You are listening to Estáis Escuchando Vos Equité, a multilingual affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Takis, your reggae fusion artist, lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that. Oh wow, listen, it's been a minute because I don't know if you knew this, but because of all the COVID and all that, I had issues in terms of doing DJ work, as I would say it, which means I get on my boards and just do my thing. And we've got the opportunity today. I think I'm almost there, not quite there, but vamos a tocar. So you've got to be careful here because, you know, it's like live. It's live. Real on the DJ boards, all right? So hope you like it. How's everybody? ¿Todo bien? ¿Todo está? Yo voy a tocar como DJ, como soy, you know? Also, for the hot topic today is the Black Nation dissolving or evolving? ¿La Nación Negra se está disolviendo o evolucionando? ¿La Nación Noire est-elle en train de se dissoudre ou d'évoluer? That's the question on my hot topic, my opinion as usual. And you know, you shouldn't take it to heart. Just learn from it if you can. And if you've got any problems, you know, just hail me up at Takeyce, T-A-K-E-Y-C-E 99 at gmail.com. Artists, reach out. Guests, I am open to having guests. Alors, and en français, en espagnol, en portugués, en italiano. I am open to learning, so reach out because it's hard for me to really research, to be honest. I've got so many things on the go. It really would help a lot if you reach out to me at Takeyce, T-A-K-E-Y-C-E 99 at gmail.com. Okay, approfondir, okay, desde el corazón. I need to hear people's voices in terms of from the depths of their hearts. I have rejected people in the past, believe it or not. It's all about spirits for me. It's all about vibes. And sometimes I make the wrong choices and put wrong people on. Like that doctor I had who became a narcissist in the end, in my opinion, who just displayed herself as a narcissist. Check my IG because I don't like to spread gossip. You know, I don't spread gossip. I actually spread facts, my facts. Anyway, but carrying on, we are here on a multilingual affair with excellent vibes and hot topics and music to fill your soul, para querer tu alma y, no sé, para llenar tu corazón también. All right, on a multilingual affair, you done auditing Sethi, you done auditing go. Yes, I done.
Done. چشمات خیلی عجیبه، تو که این همه نگاهت چشمات خیلی قشنگه، رنگ چشمات خیلی عجیبه، تو که این همه نگاهت واسه چشمات گرم و نجیبه. تو که چشمات خیلی قشنگه، رنگ چشمات خیلی عجیبه، تو که این همه نگاهت واسه چشمام گرم و نجیبه. میدونستی همه یه آرزوهامو واسه یه چشم قشنگ تو پرون.
My childhood, me acuerdo mucho de mi niñez. Quand j'étais bébé, I think I'm still a baby at times. Which brings me up to a valid point. All right, not a point, but I wanted to throw some more patois and Jamaican vibes, you know. And some we have proverbs, and I'm still learning them because I was withdrawn from my culture for a while. I'm still learning, so pardon me if I F up, screw up, fuck up, you know? But here's a little one. This comes from the nlj.gov.jm. It's Jamaican proverbs and explaining the meaning, so I'm learning peeps. Here's one for you today. Wagwan bada morning, kyan come good evening. Good evening. Alright, so what it means is what went wrong in the morning cannot be remedied in the evening. In other words, do not worry. And there's one thing I used to do. I used to worry a lot, and it's not necessary. Especially with the things you can't control or you cannot resolve, and especially if you need to think about it, the cushion, lundi, the lendemain, you know, it's important for you to just not worry, relax. The brain is a powerful thing. Alright, so just I want to repeat it. Wagwan bada morning, kyan come good evening. Yes, sir.
São Vicente. Nasce alegria, nasce sabura, nunca pude fazer ideia. Se na carnaval era amassado, já me podia São Vicente. Nasce alegria, nasce sabura, nunca pude fazer ideia. Se na carnaval era amassado. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses três dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval. Nesse mora benza sem igual. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses três dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval. Nesse mora benza sem igual. Só tem um fistinha mais sossegado. Cabo e cinta, tá bom, pode entrar. Toque e bafa, cata falta. Hoje é dia de carnaval. Não tem um fistinha mais sossegado. Cabo e cinta, tá bom, pode entrar. Toque e bafa, cata falta. Hoje é dia de carnaval. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesse três dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval. Nesse mora reza sem igual. São Vicente é um Brasil, cheio de alegria, cheio de gol. Nesse três dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval. Nesse mora reza sem igual.
Essa é minha louca. Essa é minha louca. Quando eu tô bolado, ela quer beijar. eu tô com frio, ela tira minha roupa. Louca, essa é minha louca.
Like a sauna, penetrating through your body armor. Rhythmically we massage ya with hip hop mixed up with samba. With samba, so yes, yes, y'all. You know we never stop, we never rest, y'all. The black of bees will keep the funky fresh, y'all. And we won't stop until we get y'all. Till we get y'all, say it. Several times, heavy rotation played by every kind, radio station blessing every mind, we cross the boundaries like every day, new rocket, Bobby, Bobby, being the R and the B, we got, tab magnification, tab magnify like every day,
yes, yes, y'all, you know we never stop, we never rest, y'all, the black of bees will keep the funky fresh, y'all, and we won't stop until we get y'all, till we get y'all, say it.
Feeling out there, I know it's crazy. It's funny, I was talking with somebody, randomly I meet beautiful people every day, and they were saying how hard it is out there in the world, like, you know what's going on, and to be honest, I tap out so often for so long, and I pop in and out, and yeah, it's crazy out there. That's why I'm here. I am the refreshing air that you need, you know, Claire. Refresh yourself. Alright, so we started off with some fab stuff. I mean, kick things off with Jimmy Dludi, Iyoni Iya Papa, Jomed Montuno Loreno, Iendo Hamen Lanze, Cheshat Mernush, Pafundizil Kali, Anita Pa Jama, Mas Ganada, Black Eyed Peas, Aretha Franklin's Rock Steady. Yeah, man, and we got so much more. Ring My Bell with Anita Ward and Mambo Remix. Rashid Taha with Yaraya. Elle Sette, My Lovely Darling, all the way in Jerusalem. Alem du Horizonte. And some mentor and more. So hang so tight here on.
Estás escuchando a Mucho Lingolo Fair. You're listening to Mucho Lingolo Fair.
On CKUT 90.3 FM. on CKUT 90.3 FM.
From France to Montreal.
De Francia a Montreal.
Big up!
Beanstalk Sock Hop. Recognize Your Face Marketplace Ministry presents our 11th annual Socks Drive, being held online as a virtual event. Abina Sam and Recognize Your Face Marketplace Ministry puts on this event to solicit for new socks for the homeless and family shelters and one food bank around this Christmas season. The showcase will take place on December 11, 2021, 7 to 10 p.m., located at 15 Towns Road, Kipling and Dundas, where we'll enjoy some hot chocolate, coffee, tea, marshmallows, etc. in the great outdoors while enjoying what hopes to be another exciting showcase, mixed with acoustic sets from various bands and spoken word artists. Our mission is to heal, educate, and redirect. Abina Salmon Recognize Your Face Marketplace Ministry promotes this so that the weak in spirit can learn and grow from it, and the strong in spirit can agree and reinforce it. Look for Abina Sam on Facebook, YouTube, also Instagram. Hope you will join us in making this a spectacular night by donating to our cause and telling a friend or two. Tickets are cash donations or socks. Your support is greatly appreciated. BeanstalkSockHop@gmail.com. New socks can be purchased on your behalf for singles and or families alike. Thank you in advance. Your assistance is greatly appreciated. See you and your friends then.
Can only sing about who I am right now. Records production.
So, hot topic for today, my lovelies. And before I start off so quickly, I should recognize Abina Sam, and she has an amazing event coming up. Please help, it's for a worthy cause, with some amazing artists lined up. So as you heard, just go and support. And that was her song as well, with Black Woman, Strong and True. All right, so hot topic for the day: is the Black Nation dissolving or evolving? La Nación Negra se está disolviendo o evolucionando? La Nación Noire est-elle en train de se dissoudre ou d'évoluer? And so I'm randomly giving my thoughts out. You see, observation over years as to why I chose my spiritualism has to do with the fact that old traditions and religious traditions still continue to hurt us as a Black nation. It hurts so much in the sense that I don't even know where to go, what to do, and I cannot imagine other people who have been exiled or been considered to be right amongst the pedophile and the murderers, according to some artists, because they choose to love the same sex. I cannot imagine how they feel. I cannot imagine how young children who are being raped by their family members and the other family members looking away. I cannot imagine how you were born into fear. And then you were born into a religion. Every school in the African, or most schools in the African, Caribbean, Latin, you name it, community, starts off with religious connotations. I saw one on Instagram where they were chanting, the kids didn't look happy at all, but they were singing a song, and it was supposed to be a morning. You know, when I was in high school or kindergarten, whatever, we would sing anthems. But what happened where I heard Jesus this and Jesus that? And I recall that as a child, so many times of being forced into believing so many different things. But it still goes on today. And case in point, defending our rights, like, the world has evolved except us. The communities are still fighting over things that adults choose to do, and the communities are still putting religion as the key thing instead of putting schools, banks, grocery stores, community centers, parks. I mean, and the list goes on. Homes. Why is it difficult for us to get real estate agents who are Black to start Black communities? Like, you sell to Black communities in certain areas, building a Black community. Black people have money, but we are not investing. But what we are investing in is what other people do. And we are still doing the same old school traditions of enslavement. This is what the superiors want. Religion was based off white supremacy. Yes, it was. And it continues to be the supreme realm. And no matter how you diversify it, no matter how you change things up, it's always going to be focused on white supremacy. You know, I was in the supermarket the other day, and this lady came over, and she was kind enough to offer her suggestion on a product, and I was like, okay, sure, thank you. And she was like, oh, you know, people usually take it as an insult. And I was like, no, I take it as being informed, and you're helping, so thank you.
And we were exchanging. The next thing I know, she was like, I want you to have this. And it was this imposing chocolate. First, you get fed with chocolate. And then candies. And underneath it was the holier than book, of course, the way Christians and religious people try to recruit others, you know, by the charm and the give and take. Now, no, the give, but then they take your mind. But when I explained to her about my ancestral spiritualism, she goes, well, who created us? I said, we created us. Look at what we built from nothing and continue to build today. And she had nothing to say. I said, I'm not going to focus on some white, as we call dopey, or some white ghost or image. And remember, this is my opinion and I'm sticking to it. Not apologizing for it. I've come many years to come to this conclusion. And my ancestral spiritualism is so strong. Miraculous things have happened to me. And I refuse to honor that with some image of a white man. So this is the thing. Or black people are still doing this and we are hurting each other in the interim. We are still teaching our children to separate from those who are different. And where do those who are different go? And why are we not taking down those churches and building those banks? I look around, everybody else is evolving. Everybody else is evolving, regardless of their cultural differences, regardless of how strong things are. They are still putting things away from the typical things, and they are still building as a community. Even if some people kill others for religious beliefs, right? And they're still building as a community. Do you see my point? But what we have come to realize is that we continue to use this divisiveness to hurt us. We are not growing. I see big popular people on Instagram promoting the hallelujahs and the getting the spirits, people rolling on the floor, speaking different tongues, which I have done when I was 8 years old as an evangelist, and I faked it and I knew it was fake for me. It was fake. And when I see them, I think, people refuse to respect us on this basis because we ourselves do not respect ourselves and we pretend and act this way. This is my opinion. So are we really evolving as a nation? I see it everywhere where the religion is being the ruler, which is limiting the mind. It's limiting us as people to evolve. Therefore, we are dissolving. We are dissolving also in the sense that we are also propagating different races, right? So we dissolve our races and then we become so divided within ourselves that we cannot build as a community. And we will build as a community. It's not necessary for us to be so slow about it. This is why I cannot wait for the next generation to just be the stronger generation, because we've still got the older generation, which is very strong, and we need to remove their mentality, period. We don't want to remove them, but we certainly want to remove that mentality. It is stifling us as a community, stifling us as a community, and we have got to recognize this, and we have got to do better as people mentally. Listen, you can hate on somebody, and I don't like when people hate, because I hate. Hating hate equals love, and I don't care what how you cover that hate. Lots of you all put that hate under religious and God and all that stuff, and it's horrible. You are evil people, and you're even more evil when you pretend to yourself, when you project those hate. Hate is hate, no matter how you sugarcoat it. So once again, reflect on your thoughts and your mind and how we are not helping your community by being so divisive unnecessarily. People who hate what other people do in their own community are still building. Get it straight. We need to stop investing in all these institutions that are only for the narcissists to take care of themselves.
and not for the community on a whole. And the worst thing is that you can get help from maybe the Rasta community if you're within that community. If you're in the church community, you get assistance from that church community. What about the people who are not from those areas? Because Jamaica is, for example, is made up with a majority or have of the religious mindset. But I know for a fact that there are lots of Jamaicans who are not of the religious act. They do not do it. They pretend. And the reason why they pretend is because they do not know where to go. Why? Because they're taken away from other communities. They are ignored. And also they are treated horribly by their own. So if they are treated horribly by their own, how is it that the others will... And most people will step out of our community for that fact, actually, because they're more received from other communities. Because the other communities, at the end of the day, they don't care as much as we do, because we stifle each other. So we step out of our community to get fresh air. Come on, think about it. We are dissolving, but we can evolve if we change our chips. If in Espanol, cambiar el chip. Change your mentality for better, not for worse. That should be your promise. Here on A Multilingual Affair.
Sujet brûlant du jour. La nation noire est-elle en train de se dissoudre ou d'évoluer? Compte tenu de mon observation au fil des ans et la raison pour laquelle j'ai choisi mon spiritualisme à voir avec la vieille tradition qui continue encore à nous blesser, il y a des artistes qui regroupent les gens qui s'aiment auprès des pédophiles et des meurtriers. Autre exemple d'abus des jeunes enfants qui sont violés par des membres de la famille et les autres membres de la famille détournent le regard. Que diriez-vous de ce que vous êtes né, école religieuse? J'ai vu sur Instagram des enfants qui n'avaient pas l'air chanter une chanson sur Jésus. J'ai grandi avec ça de la maternelle au lycée ou à la maternelle. Peu importe ce que nous chanterions, l'hymne qui incluait une image religieuse. Alors, que le monde évolue, nous en tant que communauté, nous battons pour des choses qui ne devraient pas être importantes. Par contre, nous devons construire des écoles, des banques, de supermarchés, de centres communautaires, de bourses, etc. Je crois fermement que la religion a été créée sur la base de la suprématie blanche. Peu importe comment vous le modifiez ou le diversifiez, il a toujours et sera toujours une domination européenne depuis sa création. Nous avions une place de surveillants dans les églises noires pour s'assurer que la Bible était suivie obligatoirement. J'ai l'impression que les noirs s'échappent vers d'autres cultures pour échapper aux abus, puis mentaux et émotionnels, qui durent depuis des générations. Nous devons changer la mentalité. C'est tellement important. Maintenant, tout de suite, on commence. Tema candente del día. La nación negra se está disolviendo o evolucionando. Teniendo en cuenta mi observación a lo largo de los años y la razón por la que elegí mi espiritualismo, tiene que ver con las viejas tradiciones que aún nos siguen lastimando. Hay artistas que unen a personas que se aman con pedófilos y asesinos. Otro ejemplo de abuso niños pequeños violados por miembros de la familia y otros miembros de la familia mirando hacia otro lado. ¿Qué tal con lo que naciste? Escuelas religiosas. Vi en Instagram a niños que no parecían felices cantar una canción sobre Jesús. Yo crecí con él desde el jardín de infancia hasta la escuela. Sin importar lo que cantaríamos, el himno que incluía una imagen religiosa. A medida de que el mundo cambia, nosotros como comunidad luchamos por cosas que no deberían ser importantes. No cuando tenemos que construir escuelas, bancos, supermercados, centros comunitarios, bolsas de valores, etcétera, etcétera, etcétera. Creo firmemente que la religión se creó sobre la base de la supremacía. No importa cómo lo modifiques o diversifiques, siempre ha sido y siempre será dominación europea desde sus inicios. Habíamos colocado superintendentes en iglesias negras para asegurarnos de que se siguiera la Biblia. Tengo la impresión de que los negros se están escapando a otras culturas para escapar de los abusos. Y luego, mental, emocional, que ha durado generaciones. Tenemos que cambiar el chip, tenemos que cambiar la mentalidad, tenemos que cambiar el chip. Hay que empezar ya. Entonces, esa es la muy buena pregunta. ¿La nación negra se está disolviendo o evolucionando? ¿La nación noire est-il en train de se disoudre ou d'évoluer? Is the black nation dissolving or evolving? Here on Amongst Lingling with Tahiti. Muchas gracias a todos. Thank you all so much for tuning in on Thursdays and Saturdays or whenever you feel like. So grateful to have you all. Muchas gracias on call. All right, until next time. See you later. Ciao.
Além do horizonte, ele se esconde. Num raio de sol ou numa nuvem. Além do horizonte, lá bem longe, lindo como o sol, ele está. Meu amor, meu querido amor, estou nesta longa estrada para lhe encontrar e dizer.
People, welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and we're available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's gonna entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I am Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in life, Queen Kaya and Pharaoh. Gina's not here today, but she will be here in the next few weeks. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm gonna pass the mic to our CEO, who's rubbing his hands together, getting ready to give us the daily. Yeah. The daily. He's getting ready to give us the daily. CEO Pharaoh, bless the show. Everybody who is listening this morning.
The energy's feeling right. So I just want to take a moment just to, again, just give thanks to life. I want to give thanks to God, our creator. I want to give thanks to our ancestors who are present and making it possible for us to be able to be on here. And I just ask that, like every week, let this show be entertaining for our listeners. Let it be educational. Let it be uplifting. But most importantly, let it be empowering. And I just pray that everybody be in a spirit of love, in a spirit of light, unity, strength, and great health. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe. You guys, it's December 2nd, Thursday, wow. December 2nd. Wow. This is it. This is it, guys. This is it. End of 2021. Let me turn that down. Last month of the year. How you guys feeling on this day? How you guys feeling on the second day of December? What's going on? Let me know.
Oh. I'll just jump in there.
Of course, please do. Please do.
So yesterday, I want to go back one day because yesterday was World AIDS Day.
December 1st?
December 1st.
Okay.
World AIDS Day. And we pay homage to those